Shir Ayin Aleph from Suvos Zayin Nisan Hetev Shem Mem Beis, March 31st, 1982, on Wednesday.
Shir, because you have no time. The Meres Mukhe Seitan Yivu Eim Arui Kiel Et Rus Asisha, Rab Gamliel Rab Rezar Eim Eim Menes, Rab Yeshua Eim Arui Mipion Chai, Rarei Zibches Kasish, Ache Tov Erayo Yivarev. So, if she says Mukhe Seitan, and he says, Busasich, Rabbi Gamliel says that in a minute. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no. What is she claiming? So Rabbi Yechenomam Mosai Mumon. She is claiming Mosai. Because she says, Mukaseitzan. Rabbi Yechenomam Mosai Mumon. That this Mishnah is Kerab Meir, so the Kerab Meir. The Mabein Hikibo Beilu, Hikibo Messiah. So the Meile, even if she was a Mukaseitz, before Gdushin, she is still entitled to Messiah. And he says to Hasisha. So, the Rablezer in the Abimon Evelikum, so the Kerabono, the Amrebein Hikibo Beilu, Hikibo Mon. So Bimele, as long as she is a Mukaseitz, so she is only entitled, if she was a Mukaseitz, before the Gushi, so she is entitled only to the money. But, so Bishleim Rebbez, we come at Rabbi Yechanan, we come at Rabbi Yechanan, because according to Rabbi Yechanan, so we have to apply the Mishneh like a mayor. Elo Rabbi Yechanan applies the Mishneh like Rabbi Meir. Why doesn't he explain the Mishneh like Rabbi Elazar? So then the Mishneh will record even with Rabbanon. Rabbi Yechanan will be Rabbi Elazar. So Kosova, Kinso Becheskasul Nimtzis Bulo, Yesh Lokshu Lamone. Hoche Hu Kom Amone, Hi Kom Ramone. So Mele, If we'll explain it like Rav Lezer, so that, in other words, that the argument between them is bimonevoli klum, so it wouldn't be bimonevoli klum, because even according to what he says, that she possibly might have been into a siege, so she's still entitled to a mono. And according to what she says, she's not entitled to anything more than a mono. So what kind of an argument is there? Hoke hu koma mone, vi koma mone, ma ike, vitani yidil, vitani yidlo. Now the Rashi. Tanti ma yitivasi, ma yoretzi litin masai mone, hi meres mke deitzani vishnu masai, vaf al pisho lo yikato. Vi ue me prisa si isha, zan yo kolo mone, vi koso vakin, so fai suon tse duwe, yishu kusilo mone. Vi mone vui klum, yitivasi mone, vue me lo klum. So otan mas vistil rabi yichan, vishu vikabon vikab meya. כוסו רבי יחני כי נסו בכת כספו לו ונציז בו לו יש למונו היו קרל כל חוכם כסי זה מס ניסו רבי יוי דו מסי ויהו אומר דריס עשי אישה ויש לך מונו וירבונן היו לא יטוב על המונו ויהו אומר דריס עשי אישה ויש לך מונו מה יקים תם תלידי ותם לידות ויש לנו רבי לא אומר דריס עשי איש אין לו כלום הלכתו נטעת בו מס ניס גבי פלוק מומן היא אומרת בשביל עונה בגמון ויש לנו רבי איזה So that if she is into a siege, so is a lovely room. Is a lovely room because it's a mekach toez. Hayin liktor et hart. So we have the mishne rishino of anisim. He meres mishras tane naski and the mishne shniyo of he meres mukaseitzan. Chod elafu kemidron bachome. Vichod elafu kemidron bachome. Omer Rav Sheish. Drash. He married with a son and nasty. So, a ton of women is the boy, boy, you make him a cartoes. We come, Ramash. They look room, laugh, who came to the prayer, but Robin don't know you can dress on the boy, you should see the money. We told him, and the second Mishnah, as can be mentioned, Tony, he married Lucas, his son, laugh, who came to the home, don't know you got a book of saints, Abel, he will hit your boy, give a hackle, we grew. So here, according to Rav Lezer's Pshat in the Mishneh, So she's saying that she's entitled to money. That's why it's necessary for the Rabban HaKodesh to mention both cases. So in the first Mishnah, where she says Misharestanin and Ask. So she could have had a time she has a migay. She had a better time. Not a better time in terms of credibility, but a better time in terms that it's better for her, according to what she says. So Kamai say Lidacho Keched Rabbi Yeshua. Because in the first Mishnah where she is TNS, Misharasan and Nasti, so she could say Mukaseitzan. So she wouldn't passle Lifidware, or she wouldn't passle Alikea. Mashain came when she says Misharasan and Nasti, so she becomes a Zayne. See, so this husband is Israel, but suppose this husband will die, and then an almona is Mataras Alikea, but as a result of her time, so she'll be Asur Alikea. And the second Mishneh, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, so what is the second Mishneh? So she is the NS, Mukaseitza, and he says, Loiki Alotrusasisha. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, so by Mukasei is being Hikabo, being Lo Hikabo is Masai. So the Mele, what kind of a better time could you present? That Mukasei is Anitachdecho. It will not be more advantageous for her, because there is no detriment resulting from the fact that she was a Mukasei before the Gushin. If she had become a Mukaseita revolution, as far as the Ksuv is concerned, so in both cases. And as far as being Buddha Likune, in both cases she is Mutaras Likune. So it's not a better time. So, why is the Hemne? Because she has the Chazon. Now, we saw that there are two Yasuyas in Gemara. Many Rishayim are not Kirayis. In the Gemara, that is based on the base. Because Akkani Kabaramgil Hosam Yudike Mige, Abu Hoche Mai Mige Ike, Ina Akkani Kabaramgil Hosam Abune Ike Machazoke, Abu Hoche Mai Chazoke Yisrei. Because according to this of Gemara, we have a big Chidesh, that Mige could be effective, even if the potential time does not involve any more credibility than the actual time. So, and that's a big Chidesh. Because the usual Mige in Shas is a Mige where the potential Taine involves more credibility than the actual Taine. So he said, since he was capable of presenting another Taine, and which I'll convince you would certainly have the money. Some Mele has the money to understand. But where the potential Taine does not involve any more credibility than the actual Taine. So we could say, there is no Mige. So that's the finish. But the Avishayim were not there. And they reject this verse. Why? Because they hold there is no Ian of Mige, where the potential time he has no more credibility than on the actual time. But here in this Gemara, no one has another verse in this Gemara. So how will they explain this Gemara? The answer is, as far as the other Gemara is concerned, that is based on the days. So the Gemara spells it out if we accept the verse. That means the best legal to deal is effective. Mashinkin, as far as this Gemara is concerned, so they'll explain it that way. So, Chodel Kamaiseli, the Acho Kirchinger of Yishwa, the Acho Gala, the Nitel Mina Mige, is Lunemne, Lunemne, because you could argue that there is Mige even though. So, Acho Gala, the Nitel Mina Mige, even though it doesn't involve any more credibility, the potential timing. But one could argue maybe Rabbi Yeshua is only Machmir where there is just Hazoki, but where there is Hazoki, plus Mige, even though the Mige is a very weak Mige, but there the Rabbi Yeshua would be made it, would be made it. So, and Basheiseli, Dachokirchet Randamriel, the Abu Gaudu Lekeli Neima Mige, where there is no Mige whatsoever. So in other words, it's only the subjunctive. One could say, but the tzias. So this Mige is not a real Mige. Mashalinkin, according to the other girls that we have that few days. So according to this girls in the Gemara, Gemara is saying that this Mige is also effective. That this Mige is also effective. So Mimele, some Mishanim say they are not givers this girls. But here, everybody has a girls in the Gemara. But here the Gemara doesn't say that Mame shall begin b'mtzias, actually this Mige is effective. The Gemara only mentions it as a chiddush. All right. Now, Rohu amidaberes imach, v'yomulo matidei shal yizeh, ish pleini v'keyenu, Rab Gamliel, Rab Lezer, Emin Emenes, Rab Yeshua, Emin Eloi, v'pion achai, imra reizim cheskas bulo, So, and she was asked, the question is, was she nivalo from a kosher, or she was nivalo from a post? So she says that she was nivalo from a kosher. So Gamliel says that she is a menes, and Rabbi Yeshua says lo impio nechayim, she is not menes. Hoy se muberes lo mabati shu bezemish ben vikeinu. She says Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua is a menes. Rabbi Yeshua lo impio nechayim, pio nechayim. Rabbi Yeshua muberes lo mabati shu bezemish ben vikeinu. והוא מדבר את זה פנויו, ומשמחשו שלי פסורי, לידה שלו במזה. תחיל שלי, ואו ריפוס, ופוס מהכונה. נמן, איזו כשי... So, why it's relevant? It's relevant whether she can get married to a king or not. וכשי הוא יפונה לי, סתכיר מן ואו ריפוס, לא יש לנו בערב לא מפורט עד הלומר. מה מדברת? זירו, מה מיסטרו, just zero. So, מה הפרטי של אירוע של נבלו? נפסרו לי פונה, לרד ישוע, כדי כמון, די מיי וואס די יוכסן מיי וואס די יוכס ווי איך מיר אבאס מאן ניבאל ווי איך מיר זי ריין קען מאבער אל אבאס מאן גאבער איך מיר זמוס ווי איך מאל דער זי וואך וואך האט די פיר וואך פאל גא ווי איך מיר זאל זיי יוף מיסטיק אקספרס ווי איך מיר זי ריי הייניק טונע טאלט מיט דאבער איז ומובער In other words, to tell us that Rabbi Yeshua is machmir in the case of Midaberes, of Misyachedes. Midaberes doesn't mean talking, it means Misyachedes here. And so the Mishnah tells us two situations. One situation of Midaberes was there was just Yehud. We didn't see any beer, any snus. But we just saw Yichud. So Rabbi Yeshua, in that case, is Machmir. In the other case of Mubarez, that means we saw his roots. So the Mele, the Chiddush is that Rabbi Gamliel is Matir, she's Nemenes, even in the case where we know that there was roots. She's Mubarez. But she says she became Mubarez from Kosher. Not from the post. I don't doubt that there are never sailed, the Rabbasin, so that there means we saw that she was Mizane, And Nubelis means we saw. We know that you were designing. So why two cases? Il Rabazita Delomati, Ho de la Hashabo, Ho de la Hashabito, Vidaberis means in him saw that you were designing. But there is no child, it's not Nubelis. So the problem is only in connection with her, herself, whether she's allowed it or not. There is no child in regard to whom we have to raise the question as to whether Muteres or Kosha or Kosha. And then the other case of Muteres, that regarding the child, he niche chod lachshavu chod lachshavu. He niche mandamu di lachshavu lachshavu bidu. Eil imansil sonavoyitz ham gamliel is machshir bitotu. Eil imandoma lidibriya machshir ham gamliel. His book, his paper still pays on the bito. So the only machlik is in regard to book. But in regard to bito, everybody is made that she has saw. Because she has a cheskeskash. But the bito, that's the question. Whether she's ksheo psulo. So the male doesn't have any cheskes kashres. So even Rav Gamliel is later, she's asur mikune. He might even make. So according to Rav Asi, why two cases? So the Gemara says, Rav Asi, so the mandol al diva machshavo, machshavito. Machshavito. And the one who says, the diva al machshavo, peisul vito, will have to say like zire. Rashi. Nistro baro pishul eruo, shidiva al pishul ikuno, Rav Yivikon, vikamu de mailos viyuks. So it's a psul rabono. Oh, who has a pure alma, no cat? Touch me, was not here. Bishwin is here. I can tell him that there is a dark and I'm sure. That was a revolution about the slow, and there is the Czech and Gamlia. The Vito, you were at any cave, but it was like good. When Gamlia, the Ashman of the Doab, I mean, he or in the Abu has his cash as the Korean and the Makas Kazok, but absolutely is off. Abu would have that there, the Havilon has the cash is a Meloy. Ain't the Lord. Alright. So you might say, Kat. He, Yechalemandom, my to name, I can't ask the ball, only to be that there is the Ruach in the Valo. Oh, my Pabla by Vizir, and Oma by the Beres Listo. So even though Avin didn't see that she was Mizam, they just saw that she was Mizahedes. So Rabbi Yeshua still asks her, "Be all by Rabbi Yeshua, lo yinehemne." And she asks her, "We couldn't, even though Edi didn't see any zrut." Oh my God, Malkin alayichu, v'neishkin alayichu. So, and that's it. In Poshut, everybody agrees with this thing that Malkin alayichu, v'neishkin alayichu. So how can Rabbi Yeshua say that she asks her, "We couldn't," when there were just Edi who witnessed the yichud, not the zrut? Leime, the loike Rabbi Yeshua, should we say that according to Rabbi Yeshua, so it's Eisana Yehud, it's inconceivable. So Gemara says, I feel the name of Rabbi Yeshua, my loss of the yours. The Gabi bin Muteres Mikune, so there is a special from Red Rabbonon that even though this news was not observed, just the Yehud, so it's still Asur. Now let's see here. Taisi discusses here a very important question. Rabasa Maniva, Abu Nistero, Moide Rabbi Yeshua, Dine Mevis, Leima, Likosha Nibau, Vimige Divaye Amre, Loi Nibau, Vim Tema, Vor Rabbi Yeshua Les Vimige, Tabu Misharastana and Nas. So now it's according to Rabasa, so when is Rabbi Yeshua? When does Rabbi Yeshua say that he does so only if he do so this news? But if they demand this on the Yehud, so Rabbi Yeshua is made that she is Muteres. Why is she Muteres? Because of the Migen. That's what the Gemara says. Because if they demand this on she was Mishiachetes, and then they even say to her, we saw that you are Mishiachetes. It's possible that you are Mizane and that it is impossible. So she says, one thing is true. I was Mizane. But it's so a kosher. Not a person. Kosher not a person. So, according to Rav Asi, Rabbi Yeshua the Meir she is Muteres. Why? Because she could have denied it. And she could have said, there was no zuz. So from this Gemara we see that, and we see from this Gemara we see that even according to Zira, that what does Midaberes mean? Thesis, next thesis points it out. That was, what does Midaberes mean? Nivalo, so it doesn't mean that if Rabbi Yeshua, the Isha will deny and shall say there was no Isnus, so Rabbi Yeshua will ask. But only if she admits that she was Nivalo. But she says, we kosher. So then, in such a case, Rabbi Yeshua would say that she is aso. Masha'il lekun. Masha'il kei. If she would deny, she'll say, there was just yichud, there was no zmus. Then even according to Zire, Rabbi Yeshua would be made that she is not aso. That's how it feels. So that's the next kasha, thesis, the nada thesis. So how can Rav Asi say that in the case of Nistero, and she is made that she was Mizane, but she says she was Mizane with the kosher, so Rav Asi will be made that she is with Teres Likone, because of the media, she is the menace because of the media, but Rav Yeshua is Chilik HaMige. The Rishleima, the whole Sumla Havim Yigom, So that means that Rabbi Gamliel applies even this kind of Mige, which is a relatively weak Mige. A Mige where the potential time does not involve any more credibility than the actual time. And Rabbi Yeshua Israel can this kind of Mige. Masha'inke in the case of Nistero, and she is made that she was in so there, she's a real Mige, because if she had been Tienes, that lawyers of Nisi, only Nisi Ahadati, so then she wouldn't be awesome. Anyway, so we see from this Gemara that even according to Zira, so when does Rabbi Yeshua say that she is Asur? When does Rabbi Yeshua say she is Asur? That is only if she is made that she was Nisa. Chodol hachshav bo v'cholashav v'bito. Utzchirat avayah. Chodol idacho kezabon gamliel. V'chodol idacho kezabon Rabbi Yeshua. V'div ramachshav bo peisro v'bito. U'muber zinokat mishum mishne ma'aliyah. So in other words, what we mean is that they saw that she was in so. So Muberes is a better worship. V'idei Yisra'a Yichud, lein medoi k'Rabbi Yehoshua, tein l'rashbo, v'lizira, that's the kashukes, v'lizira doma mister Ayrek, in a meina shimino, v'yom v'doi nivalo, im kin hades vek, sveik. The Gemara says, that's a Mishnah Medya, said here further in Gemara, that Rabbi Yehoshua is made it. Rabbi Yeshua is made of Amon Asiso Shekhiel Likuno. Why there is next week? So, even though Rabbi Yeshua is Machmir in case of Chazoke, in the case of Borel Shemo and Chazoke, but in case of Slexeke, Rabbi Yeshua is made that she is Muteras Likuno. So we cannot say that according to Zira, if she was Nisyahad, and the Amoedim who saw the Zmus, and she denies that she was innocent. So then Rabbi Yeshua would be made that she is a character, because we have a whole apocalypse of sex again. Number one, maybe she wasn't in Mizane, assuming that she was Mizane, so maybe she was Mizane with a caution. Now here it's not misafich, and we saw there is a machlokes of shame. Teisa shiti that speaks again does not have to be misafich, but the teisa shishenim shite, the shishenim shite, and that tesamid beis is the tesamid misafich. Here, so all the shishenim say It is vexating, but it's not disappear. You can start from one end. You can say, maybe she wasn't Mizame. Assuming that she was Mizame, maybe she was Mizame with the possible. But you cannot start from the other end and say, maybe she was Mizame. Maybe she was Mizame with a question. Assuming that she was Mizame with the apostle, you can go any further. So the melee, so it's not Misapir. So how about all those Rishayim who say it's second against Misapir? The answer is, here it's not a question of the general din of sexy. We're midraising. So one sophic is the Chumre. Where a sophic and midraise is the Chumre. And where in the Kodesh the Rambam that in the rice is the Kula, all right, but in the Rabbonon is the Chumre. And in the Atus Vekes. So then it's Likule. It's Likule. So there we have the Machlokes HaShenim, whether it has to be Misapir, doesn't have to be Misapir. Here, there is no doubt that Chazoke by itself is on the Raisa level, is not. And Rabbi Yeshua will also be made. But Rabbi Yeshua holds my laws of use. We don't rely on the Chazoke. And did Mam Borei Shem, together with Borei Shem. But if there is a Svexveike, so then Rabbi Yeshua is made. So as long as there is a Svexveike, even if the Svexveike is not the real Svexveike, it's not the Sabbath. So according to the Shaykh, the Svexveike is Sabbath. That's in regard to the case where the Raisa will need the Svexveike. So it doesn't be Sabbath. Here with the Raisa, we don't need the Svexveike altogether. Rabbi Yeshua is made. It's only my loss of the oxen. So, as far as that Milo Yosin is concerned, so even it's vexing a shame in this Africa, according to all the shame, is enough. Alright. So, take the Rajbot, who is even the only Israel like a nation involved. The only involved in the other vexing in Marshall, be sure to know the Tamil is vexing. Be a shlema, delay, lo maire, become a loin involved. Be hoshev le chodes reike, mishumlina, tropes la raikes. So at first they said, so at first it says the Pinach Nameh, according to Zira, Rabbi Yeshua is Machmir, even if he denies. But if he denies, so we have two Sveikes, so the answer is, no, it's not two Sveikes, it's one Sophic. Because we consider it Midrabonon, it doesn't mean Midrais. We consider it Midrabonon, the fact that it has been established that she's not in Yishyachado. So in regard to Yuchsin, it's considered already like this. The same way as the Chachomim of Isakim in regard to Shmuel. So there too, on the right level, every Shmuel is Mitzvah Likud. We don't need any Eidus. We don't need even an Eidus of any doubt. Because Malkin Oye will be made for an Oye. True, Rei Bakum is Prutzi. So they are Prutzi. But there is Alochet. That Yichud is Amidah, the right level is no race whatsoever. So it's Mother Moses, even though she was Bershusa Akun, I mean, like Hefgea and so on, but on the right level, it is to be presumed that she is there. But it's only a special Takone Yichud by Yuchs. So, by Shmuel. So, over there by Shmuel, I mean, Rabbono level, it's considered like Vadai Zeire. Even though Midrai says she is Vadai Teiro, and the Rabbono, the Chachomim that she has a deen of Vadai Zeire with Rabbono. Midrai says she is Vadai Teiro, and the Rabbono, she is Vadai Zeire. So here too, according to Zire, so it is considered. So if there is Yichud, so we got the Yuchs, it's considered like Vadai Zimso. But then the Shaila is Zimso in me, so that's one Sof. Alright. Aber Koshi, if you have the Mashmur Mishpilik Sheni, then Rabbi Nivel is, that when is record to Zire, so when do it Rabbi Yeshua say, that she's a Sumo, only if she is made in a Shaila. Die kommen in ihre Seele Dorma, man da der ist nicht so eine Migri bei ihr und Walti mehr nur immer, wie kosher war. So we see from that Gemore, that where she contradicts, where she says, she denies that she was Mizane, So then, in Rabbi Shuri's Midrash in the Taz. So the question is, so what kind of a kasha is Gemara asking for in the Zure? Malkin la yichud, v'geisel la yichud. But here, she admittedly she was Mizan. וכך נראה לפורך לזה ילד ולזירה בשביל כחוד העשרים הלו ועוד ייחוד וישישי יש בשביל כחוד אי ואיני עשרים הלו ייחוד so the question is true that Yeshua only answers if she admits she was Nizam but she says Likoshan Evalti so there is only one suffix and still Rabbi Yeshua Asas, but Malka Yehud, Yisra Yehud. So, and so, here we go, Taz. Tchodim Yisra Yehud, Yuktsas Koshet, Lechira Nire, Dan Yehud, Dan Yehud Porech, Midi Porech Lizira, Veloim Rabas, so the Iskashi is, if so, why did Gemara only direct Iskashi against Zira, the Gemara to direct Iskashi against Rabas also? Rav Yeshua says, that she got so. Why? Why she has so? Because we are Hitchich, maybe she was Mibah, Riposle. But we see in the case of Malkin Ayahud, Vinayzer Ayahud, that we put Rahas Koso. So here too we should put Rahas Koso. So she said, the Kashi. If so, the Gemara should have the same kasha, not only a little bit zira, but a little rabase also. So that doesn't present any kasha. It's not a patient to the better say. Because according to rabase, so then, yichud is no race insofar as the question of zuz is concerned. Yichud, according to rabase, yichud means she didn't have it. That doesn't establish any sophic, maybe there was news. So Yehud is just not there. So Yehud cannot ask any child. But Mashiach can call. So maybe Yehud cannot ask. Yehud cannot ask. Alim Rabase, why does Rav Sheisha say she is Asuro? Why does Rav Sheisha say she is Asuro in the case where we saw that she was Mizame? Why? Because there is a Sophic, but in the case of Yehud, so in Israel, the answer is over there, the Chazoke is Mivare, is a bill, you see. Chazoke has two functions. First of all, Chazoke can be a Mivare. And even in the case of Chazoke cannot be a Mivare, then there is a Din Chazoke. If the circumstances are such that the Chazoke is a Mivareh, so then we don't have to resort to a Yalfuseh from Nega Abayis. It's Yisroel, like Chazoke in the Bria Mizrman. So Chazoke in Mikore is also Yisroel. We don't even have to resort to a special Terzakos. Because if a woman is a Pnuyo, so then it should be Chesheish, we know that she has been Pnuyo. So we don't have to be Chesheish, maybe she's already an Ishishish. We didn't hear that she became an Ishishish, so we can take it for granted that she's still a Pnuyo. If a woman we know was Mekadeshis, so if she's Mizane, she's Chayav as Mise. Why is she Chayav as Mise? Suppose she'll say, I received the divorce. Sanhedrin will ask her, where's the divorce? I lost it. It's still possible. I mean, isn't it possible that a woman had a divorce and she lost it? So Bez meet out the fashis against her and against the one who is mizame with her. But let us be chesheish. Maybe what she says is true. She received a divorce. Where is the divorce? She lost it. The answer is, we know she was Mikodesh, she was an ishishish, and we haven't heard that this ishishish is terminated. So we can take it for granted that she is still an Ishishish. And we can even on that smack, on that basis, we can even meet out the Foshis. Miss Malkin or Chazokis, simply Miss or Chazokis. So, because in such a case, in other words, where there is no reason In the Hazake, there is no circumstance, there is no circumstantial evidence that tends to indicate that the Hazake has changed. So then the Hazake in the Torah is a bio. Is a bio. But Tisha says indeed, Dafir Zion, suppose an Ishishish was Nizami, let's say, Adim saw that she was Nizami, and then in Sivan, so they didn't come to Sanhedrin and they testified that she was Nizami, so she produces a get. And that get shows that she was divorced. But the get doesn't try to look at his man. There is no man. All right, in the Rabbanon, get requires man. But suppose the get doesn't have man. So it's only possible in the Rabbanon, in the Raisa, the get is kosher. So this says, Nikin da Fizayim, Besin cannot meet out this. Why? Because Harim Gushal Vanim. But in Poatere Gure, in all the Raises. So we rely on Chazoke, even if the Chazoke was Hula Vanim. And the question is, when did the Hazoka change? Whether the Hazoka changed half a year ago, or it changed only today? So we say that it only changed today. So here too, in here she has a get, but it's used to place at the beginning of Nisan. So we should say that at that time, she was still in Ishishish. When did she become a Gush? Only today she became a Gush. So in Isabeheta we say that. But in Foshes we do not say that, Jesus says. In Yitzhak. Why? Because Chazoke has two attributes. First of all, Chazoke can be in Ivara. Nizara. So when it is in Ivara, so then it's effective in Gabriel Foshes too. So if the Chazoke was not Gura with an Enu, it didn't change. Let's say she doesn't produce a get. She says she is a Gushe. She was the get. So then it's not all for her. There is no race. So then the Hazok is in the Vare. It's in the Vare. So simply the sale of the Hazok is still. Mashaim came in the case she produces a get. So there is a race. The Hazok is all for her. But Nisa Vietea, it's effective. It's a D. Not with your Svada, but with a D. But with Foshes, you cannot meet out Mise, or Malkis, or even moment, an English of moment. Misofi, it has to be a Vada. It has to be a Vada. So the Mele, in the case, so we see that Chazoke sometimes is a Piro, and sometimes is effective, but it's a Din, not it's a Bion. Where's the Din? There's the Yalfuse from the Gabites. The king locks the house. And then the question is, maybe it was diminished, the shield. So we are telling that it wasn't diminished. And Teisa says, from that possible we learn out that even if we see after 7 days, it did diminish. And the question is, maybe it already diminished by the time he locked it. So then we can be telling that at that time it didn't diminish as yet. It diminished the shield nega later, after it was locked. After Islam, that's its idea, not its idea. Because as far as Bill is concerned, if at the end of 7 days we see that the shield is diminished, the size of the nega diminished, and the question is, did it diminish within the time, prior to the time that he locked the door, or after that? So we can tell it that he diminished after he locked the door. But as far as Bill is concerned, why should we say after? We see now that it's already who are the Paneo. So that's a deed. By Isabeta, it's a deed. So the Mele, that's why the Gemara cannot ask Alud and Rabase. Because, according to Rabase, so Yehud is not a Reese at all. It's a Reese, but it's not a Reese. It doesn't create any Sophie. Maybe she was designed. It's a bad idea she was not Nizami. Just because she didn't have it. So it's not a reason in any way. So in any way, we cannot ask the Kashi. How does Rabbi Yeshua say? By who bears? And she says, Vishpa Yilkin, so Vishwa says, we're in Piyona Chayim, but Maot Mayechon Nesrayechon, the answer is, in the case of Yehud, we have no Sveikas, because she has a Cheskas Kashres, and there is no Reyeset that undermines the Cheskas Kashres. Just because she was either an Anissa Yehud, or I say, of course, an Ishishish. If she's Mizame, if she's Misyacheles with the man, she lives with Reyeset, but it's no Reyeset. It's no Reyeset. So it's in Vadai that was in so. So it's in Israel Yehud. Why should she be a son of the Bible? Mashiachim, in this case, where there is a Reyeset in her Cheskes Kashres, we saw that she was Mizame. And once we saw that she was Mizame, then we cannot say that Isha B'dekes of Mizame. She makes an investigation with whom to be Mizame, with whom not to be Mizame. So the Melee is something there is. So even Rav Gamliel, who relies on Chazoke, so it's not on the basis of Biru. It's not on the basis of Biru, it's only because of the Din Chazoke. So Mele, since Nidaraisi, so according to Gamliel, since Nidaraisi, on the basis of Chazoke B'teras Din, so she is B'teras Likune, so Mele, she said she is the Enes, the Kainis Bori, so she has the Mones, and it's not even considered tzofet. But as far as the effect of Chazoke is concerned, so there the Chazoke is Miteras Di, not Miteras Biro. Because we do not say, Isho Mizame or Bidekes or Mizame. Mashenke. And even if we are going to say that our women of Gamliel, we do say Isho Mizame, Bidekes or Mizame. So according to Rav Gamliel, it's possible. We'll see that in the Gemara further. So it's possible that according to Rav Gamliel, we do say, Isha my Mizame, Videkes, and Mizame. So the male and the Chazoke would be a Mivare also. But one thing is clear, according to Rav Yeshua, we do not say, Isha Mizame, Videkes, and Mizame. So the male, there is no Biro. So that's why Rav Yeshua says, Asu, according to Rav Asi, Mashiach, by Yirku, there is no Reyeset. But the woman who bears the reason they say she is Mubarak, we know that she was Mizame. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, there is no bill. We do not say Isha Mizame with that Mizame. Mashiach came according to Zire. So Zire holds that my Mida Beres Nistero. So that means that according to Zire, some Mida Rabbono. With Rabbonon, Yehud is a reyese. Yehud is a reyese. Not just an aveir. It's an reyese. And it establishes a sophic. A real sophic. Maybe she was Mizane. And still, we say, Malkin ala Yehud ben Israel Yehud. So the male, So that's the cash. Right. More than the cash. Omra put la bad. Lizira do my mind the barest list of them showing them the Omra Mot Layib and Islayu. Do I look at Rabbi Yeshua? I feel no tame Rabbi Yeshua. My loss of use. Take the mashma de Israel Yehudai Rebbe, Shishishuloy Nekhoi. Or we say, Dushin, make him out of my Yehudai Kibit Nuye, our Bishishish lay that the Mitzel Adol Benel. But few mazut for the Malkin, to mach his Bishishish, made the Bit Nuye Nama Ayre. They were on the town, the Adol Dab de Malkin my Yehudai Rebbe Nuye, and Israel Yehud, lo Ayre Elo, Beishishi. Vintem, Vamrinom, Ferik Basra, the Midorin, Tabahu neiv dayo et abo, tayitze, omari neiv vetecho minei, ditamine chivye, a snake, a serpent, tasted from it. So the neiv was hiding in the house of the ishe, and then the husband unexpectedly came in. So the neiv hid in the closet, and then the husband came into the house, so he wanted to drink from a certain mashke. So the Gemara tells, so the Neiv, he jumped out from his hiding place, and he warned the husband he shouldn't drink from that mug water because the serpent tasted from it. So the Gemara says that this woman is Muteras Levayot. Is Muteras Levayot. This woman is Muteras Levayot because if this slave, we knew that this is, was he told Bismus, we knew, but we didn't know whether this particular time, he had a reputation, a notorious reputation, that he was a rogue believer, but no one knew whether this particular time he was misunderstood with Ishishish or not. So the Gemara says, this woman is the terrible Bible, because if he had been misunderstood this particular woman, he wouldn't have saved his life. He wouldn't have saved his life. The Gemara even mentions the pasuk, Noach will be down the Yedea. Noach will be down the Yedea. So the only reason is why she's not a solar Bible, because there is circumstantial evidence that this slave, this particular time, he wasn't his son. But otherwise, if not for this circumstantial evidence, for this evidence, so then she would be a single Bible. But Balkina Yehud, Venezuela Yehud, so without recourse to this piece of evidence, she should still be the terrible Bible. Vieshleima, so there are two missions to it. Vieshleima, the Neiv Shan. The Neiv Shan. In other words, that it's probably the Rabbanon only, that even though Balkina Yehud, Venezuela Yehud, Venezuela does not become a soul of Bible just because we know that she was Nisiacheles with men, but even if she is Nisiacheles with the name one who is known notoriously, known to be a name, so in such a case she is a soul of Bible. It's probably only the Rabbanon, not the Reis. And what that are pertinent to Zeus. So then there is a shite that any kio, so if there are any kio, so is a soul of Bible. A soul of Bible. So anyway, but Yehud, normally Yehud is not even kio. It's an Isa, but it's not considered as kio. Mashain came, Yehud with the name is considered like any kio. So the Mele should be a soul of Bible. But in this particular case, because of the fact that he tried to save the life of the Baal, so that's a raya that he wasn't Bisalevi. There is a Bisalevi on this basis. I mean, on this Gemara, on this basis, the Bisalevi, the Gemara mentions the posse, Noafu vidambi yodeh. Noafu vidambi yodeh. So what does it mean? Does it mean there is no such aloha that the native is choshen of shefazamim? There is no aloha that the native is choshen of shefazamim? So then there should be aloha that if, let's say, if somebody, if the barber is a native, so you're not allowed to take a shave from that barber. There is no such aloha that the native is choshed al shalom. There is no such aloha. So the Bisalevi says, the pshat is that here we, suppose he remained in the closet, would he have been guilty of Yitzir HaNamish? He only would have been Eveh on the Lamb of Nisamut al Gamayacho. After all, he didn't tell him to drink that water. The husband came in and he wanted to drink that water. So why does Gemara say, Nei Vidam Biyodeh? The answer is, in a certain sense, when a person is able to save the life of another human being and he doesn't, he's also Shivadam. It's not a Shivadam in a strict sense, in a literal sense, but in a higher sense, in a moral sense, he is also Shivadam. I mean, all those nations that were able to save Jews during the Holocaust, so they are also Shivadam. Not as Shivadam as the Nazis Shivadam themselves, but frankly, the Eleanor Roosevelt was also Shivadam in a certain sense. So here we say, Noafu, Vidam the Yedeyev, So in other words, the Tinei is Hoshut, is likely to be a Shifer Dam. A Shifer Dam in this moral sense of remaining insensitive towards the tragedy of another person, if it will interfere with his convenience. So, if it will not interfere with his convenience, so if he's not in Hoshut, and this kind of shit is up. But here there was a case after all, by saving the life of the husband, so he embarrassed himself. So, someone with an aid wouldn't reach such a madrege of embarrassing himself in order to save the life of another human being. So that's a raya that he was not a naive in this particular case. Alright, but anyway, so this is what Miss Alevi says. So, but what Teisa says here, that even though Malkin la Yehud, and Eisna la Yehud, but Yehud is a naive, so in Rabbonon she becomes a soul of man. But Rabbah Geisa de Shalitin, Tirets, the Eisna la Yehud Ayra Bitnuyo, Kmoy Malkin la Yehud, Vila Ayra Likuno. So how is the child to say, Pnuyo and not Kehuno? If it's not Kehuno, how can it be Pnuyo? So it can be visualized, our name is going to be solid name, because it's Yachid Imovi, we reviewed it also by Mrs. Sotifora.